Members of the Pensacola area community gathered at the Maritime Community Park Stadium on Sunday for the annual December 1st observance of World AIDS Day. WUWF's Sandra Averhart has more.
The event provided an opportunity to show support for those suffering with HIV and AIDS and to remember those who have died from the disease. Patrick Rogers is pastor of United Church of Christ and head of HIV Evolution, which provides HIV testing. He had a nephew who lost his life to AIDS.
I mean, he was a straight-A student, an honor student, earning a scholarship and everything, but they just, you know, couldn't deal with that, and they kicked him out. And then we found out later that he contracted HIV and AIDS and died. So, you know, and I honored him today and remembered him during the moment of silence.
I'm remembering Robert Leonard Elliott, who was only 43 when he passed away. He had danced with the West German Ballet. He was a native of Pensacola, came home here, became chair of Christopher Street South, the pride organization here in town.
Lee Carlton, retired clergy, made a memorial quilt for Elliott, which was one of many secured to the walls and hanging from the ceiling of the pavilion at the ballpark. He recalled the difficult early days of the battle against HIV and AIDS here in Northwest Florida.
By 87, we were having lots of deaths in Escambia County, and people were so frightened that it took very sincere and strong physicians to convince nurses to touch patients. It took a lot of fortitude to convince people that it was safe to be around HIV-positive people.
To date, AIDS has claimed the lives of more than 1,200 people over the past three decades. And the Florida Department of Health of Escambia County, which conducts surveillance for the region, reports that overall the number of people diagnosed with HIV and AIDS recently surpassed 3,000. Butch McKay has seen much of the devastation caused by the AIDS epidemic in Northwest Florida as executive director of Okaloosa AIDS Support and Information Services, better known as OASIS. During his keynote speech, McKay remembered his loved ones lost, and he also commented on the local and global impact of HIV and AIDS and the money needed to fight it here and abroad.
I cannot begrudge, not a penny, not a nickel, that goes to work in Africa and third world countries. As bad as the epidemic here, you've never witnessed until you see it firsthand. I've seen the pictures on TV, but it's totally different. And those people need us. They have no one.
Also serving as a keynote speaker was Pastor Rodney Jones with Pathways for Change. He talked about his controversial decision to share AIDS information and prevention services at his church.
Because it was a need to do it. I knew that there are many people still who are in the church who are having sex. And we just have to be open enough to admit that before our congregation and other individuals, because they know what's going on in the community. They know what's going on in the church. We can't stop people from having sex. So at least let's help them protect themselves. And that's why I came to that conclusion that we need to pass condoms out, even at the church.
And you made the point that this disease, HIV and AIDS, it affects everybody. No segment of the population is immune.
That's true. It doesn't matter your race, your creed, your ethnicity. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much money you do not have. It does not discriminate. It's all across the board. So people have to just take charge of their own lives, and they have to be safe and have safe practices.
Jones, who happens to be African American, also acknowledged the HIV/AIDS disparity for members of the Black community, with African Americans representing 42% of adults living with AIDS in Northwest Florida. 50% of adults with AIDS in Escambia County are African American. Jones says part of the problem is the lack of information and public discussion about the disease and the stigma that's still associated with it.
You know, many people still feel that somebody might stigmatize them and say, oh, they must have HIV or AIDS, or why are they collaborating or working with these people? Why are they talking so much about this disease? It must be something wrong with them.
And if you could leave one message with our listeners, what would that be?
No one is talking about it that much anymore, and people think that the epidemic has gone away. I encourage people to get involved, get information out, talk to your young people about this disease.
More information is available on the Northwest Florida AIDS HIV Consortium website, noflacweb.org. That's NOFLACWEB.org. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.